Did you catch Society of the Snow on Netflix? Of course, it's the true story of a rugby team from Uruguay 50 years ago whose airliner crashed in the snowy mountains of Argentina. They survived by eating their dead teammates. Well, in 1846, the Donner Party of pioneers headed west and were stranded for the winter in the Sierra Nevada mountains. They had an even more gruesome survival story. I'm Patty Steele. What would you do next on The Backstory?
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Backstory is back. If you watched the recent Netflix hit movie Society of the Snow, maybe you asked yourself what you'd be willing to do to survive. It's a true story about a rugby team from Uruguay in 1972 whose plane crashes in the Andes Mountains and cannibalism becomes the only way to survive. It's the ultimate taboo. But it begs the question, would you be committed to survival at any cost? Well, that's a question that faced a group of pioneers who took off from Illinois and Missouri in the 1840s and headed west. Two families, the Donners, headed by George Donner, and the Reeds, headed by James Reed, hit the trail with 9 covered wagons. It was an incredibly difficult undertaking. They expected to cover as much as 15 miles a day, getting to California in 4 to 6 months. But timing was everything. They had to leave early enough to make it past the western mountain ranges before winter set in, and late enough to avoid getting bogged down in the mud from spring rains. And they also had to make sure to travel when there was still enough spring grass for their cattle and horses to feed on along the way. Okay, it's May 12th, 1846. The two families, around 32 people in all, with everything they owned packed into those wagons, left for a new life in the West. They eventually met up with other folks looking for a new life, making it a group of 87 pioneers. The early part of the trip went as planned, and by June 16th, they covered 450 miles. After another month, the group made the fateful decision to break off from the traditional Oregon Trail route and try a new trail called the Hastings Cutoff. It was being promoted by a merchant named Jim Bridger. He suggested using a trail that would actually take them across a steep and craggy set of mountain ranges, as well as across the Great Salt Lake Desert. Bridger had a trading post on that route, so he had a vested interest in steering them in that direction. Most other groups opted for the known route, but the Donner and Reed families and others traveling with them took the bait. The first mountains they hit were insanely difficult to cross with all those creaky wagons, and the group was only able to travel about a mile and a half a day at that point. By August 20th, they finally could look down from the mountains and see the Great Salt Lake and the desert beyond. But it took almost 2 more weeks to travel out of the mountains. Meantime, the men started arguing about whether they'd chosen the right trail. Worse yet, food and supplies began to run out for some of the families. The unity they once had started to crumble under the weight of hunger, exhaustion, and fear. As they began to cross the Great Salt Lake Desert, in the heat of the day, the moisture underneath the salt crust rose to the surface and turned it into a gummy mess. In some cases, the wagon wheels sank so far into it, it was right up to the wheel hub or axle. The days were ferociously hot and the nights freezing. After 3 days, the water was gone. Some of the animals were so weak they were abandoned, and in some cases so crazed with thirst they bolted off into the desert. The journey across the 80 miles of Great Salt Lake Desert took a week, but it was pure hell. As autumn wound down, things started to get even more complicated. More vicious fights broke out. James Reed got into a battle with another man and wound up stabbing him to death. Some in the group thought Reed should be hanged, but instead they banished him, allowing him to leave the camp, but without his family or any supplies, although his stepdaughter secretly gave him a rifle and some food. In yet another bit of bad luck, the pioneers were attacked by unfriendly natives who killed or stole many of their remaining animals. On the upside, they received some supplies as well as the assistance of two friendly native guides who would travel with them. They just needed to get past the biggest mountain ranges before winter. By early November, the group had reached the Sierra Nevada mountains and the last 100 miles, but this was the most difficult part of their journey. And that's where they were trapped by an early heavy snowfall. The blizzard lasted 8 days. This is a region with hundreds of peaks, some topping out at 12,000 feet, and an area that gets as much as 500 inches of snow every winter. Each family built a small hut made from sticks and strips of ox skin covering the roof. Most of their cattle were either dead or dying. Families became so desperate for food, they were forced to eat the ox hides that had been used as roofing. Now they were stuck in massive snowdrifts high in the mountains. More snow fell. Their food supplies were almost gone by mid-December. A group of 17 decided to leave, wearing snowshoes, to try to get help. What they did in the meantime was horrific, but for some, it was the only way to survive. For those trying to get help, supplies ran low. After several days without any food, one man proposed that someone should volunteer to die in order to feed the others. At first, they suggested a duel or possibly a lottery to choose who to sacrifice. But trapped in the snow, they started dying naturally. That's when the others began to eat the body parts of the first victims. The next day, they stripped muscle and organs from the other three bodies and preserved them by drying. When that food ran out, the group secretly discussed killing and eating the two native guides. Those guys heard about the plan and escaped, but 9 days later were found in weak condition, shot and butchered for meat. They finally reached a settlement for help. And it wasn't much different back at the camp. The first relief party didn't arrive until the middle of February 1847, almost 4 months after the wagon train was trapped by that early blizzard. And what rescuers found was disturbing. One said he spoke with a woman who told him her family was considering eating one of the wagon drivers they'd hired for the trip. That man's mutilated body was later found. In another case, the first two members of the relief party saw a man carrying a human leg. When he saw them, he threw it into a hole in the snow. That hole contained the mostly dismembered body of George Donner's son, who had died of natural causes. But his young wife, while refusing to eat her husband's remains, was feeding them to her children. The rescuers noted that three other bodies had already been eaten. Ironically, when the first of those rescued reached civilization, George Donner's 12-year-old step-grandson broke into a food storage container and ate so much, he foundered himself to death. Of the 87 members of the party, 48 survived the ordeal, although their pain didn't end there. Some got death threats, some were shunned by people who couldn't get past what they'd done to survive. On the other hand, some, including the Reed family, went on to actually create the life they dreamed of before heading west. James Reed, who'd been banished for killing a man who'd attacked him and his wife, found his way back to his family and settled with them in California. During the gold rush of 1849, he became super wealthy. The state of California eventually recognized the Donner story As the most dramatic of the full story of Western migration, they built a memorial on the site of one of those cabins in the Donner Camp, which had all been burned in the immediate aftermath. And that site has hundreds of thousands of visitors a year. Their story tells us that the sheer strain of survival can bring out both the best and the worst in people. And again, much like with Society of the Snow, you have to ask yourself how far you'd be willing to go to save your children and yourself when put to that kind of existential test. I'd like to thank Judy Cohen for suggesting this incredible story. If you have a story you'd like me to take a deep dive into and share, please DM me on Facebook at Patty Steele or on Instagram at Real Patty Steele. I'm Patty Steele. The Backstory is a production of iHeartMedia, Premier Networks, the Elvis Duran Group, and Steel Trap Productions. Our producer is Doug Fraser. Our writer, Jake Kushner. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Feel free to reach out to me with comments and even story suggestions on Instagram at Real Patty Steele and on Facebook at Patty Steele. Thanks for listening to The Backstory with Patty Steele, the pieces of history you didn't know you needed to know.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.